ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम् कैंटो 3, दि स्टेटस क्वो, चैप्टर 18, द बैटल बिट्वीन लॉर्ड 4 एंड द डीमन हिरण्याक्ष, वर्सेस 1-28. Maitreya continued speaking to Vidura. The proud and falsely glorious Daitya paid little heed to the words of Varuna. O dear Vidura, Hiranyaksha learned from Narada the whereabouts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and hurriedly betook himself to the depths of the ocean. There, Hiranyaksha saw the all-powerful personality of Godhead in his boar incarnation, bearing the earth upward on the ends of his tusks and robbing Hiranyaksha of his splendor with his reddish eyes. The demon laughed and then addressed the Lord. Ha ha ha! Oh, an amphibious beast! O best of the demigods, dressed in the form of a boar, just hear me. This earth is entrusted to us, the inhabitants of the lower regions, and so you cannot take it from my presence and not be hurt by me. Why, you rascal, you have been nourished by our enemies just to kill us, and you have killed some demons by remaining invisible. O fool, your power is only mystic, so today I shall enliven my kinsmen by killing you. And when you fall dead, with your skull smashed by the mace hurled by my arms, the demigods and sages who offer you oblations and sacrifice in devotional service will also automatically cease to exist, like trees without roots. Maitreya continued, although the Lord was pained by the shaft-like abusive words of the demon, the Lord bore the pain. But seeing that the earth on the ends of his tusks was frightened, Lord Boar rose out of the water just as an elephant emerges with its female companion when assailed by an alligator. The demon, who had golden hair on his head and fearful tusks, gave chase to the Lord while Varaha was rising from the water, even as an alligator would chase an elephant. Roaring like thunder, Hiranyaksha spoke, "Are you not ashamed of running away before a challenging adversary? Oh, there is nothing reproachable for shameless creatures." Varahadeva then placed the earth within his sight on the surface of the water, transferring to the earth his own energy in the form of the ability to float on the water. While the enemy stood looking on, Lord Brahma, creator of the universe, extolled Varahadeva, and the other demigods rained flowers on Lord Boar. The demon, who had a wealth of ornaments, bangles, and beautiful golden armor on his body, chased Lord Boar from behind with a great mace. Varahadeva tolerated Hiranyaksha's piercing ill words, but in order to reply to him, Lord Boar expressed his terrible anger. "Indeed, we are creatures of the jungle, and we are searching after hunting dogs like you. One who is freed from the entanglement of death has no fear from the loose talk in which you are indulging, for you are bound up by the laws of death. Certainly, we have stolen the charge of the inhabitants of Rasatala and have lost all shame. And although bitten by your powerful mace, I shall stay here in the water for some time, because, having once created enmity with the powerful enemy, I now have no place to go. So give up all your foolish talk, and wipe out the cares of your kith and kin by slaying us. One may be proud, yet one does not deserve a seat in an assembly if one fails to fulfill one's promised word. Sri Maitreya then said, being thus challenged by the personality of Godhead, the demon became angry and agitated, and so Hiranyaksha trembled in anger like a challenged cobra. Hissing indignantly, all of his senses shaken by wrath, the demon quickly sprang upon Lord Vor and dealt Varahadeva a blow with his powerful mace. Lord Vor, however, by moving slightly aside, dodged the violet mace blow aimed at his breast by the enemy, just as an accomplished yogi would elude death. The personality of Godhead now exhibited his anger, rushing to meet the demon, who bit his lip in rage, took up his mace once again, and began repeatedly brandishing it about. And then with his own mace, Varahadeva struck the enemy on the right of his brow. But since the demon was expert in fighting, Hiranyaksha protected himself by a maneuver of his own mace. In this way, the demon Haryaksha and Varahadeva, the personality of Godhead, struck each other with their huge maces, each enraged and seeking his own victory. There was a keen rivalry between the two combatants. Both had sustained injuries on their bodies from the blows of each other's pointed maces, and each grew more and more enraged at the smell of blood on his person. And in their eagerness to win, they performed maneuvers of various kinds, and their contest looked like an encounter between two forceful bulls for the sake of a cow. O Vidura, descendant of Kuru, Lord Brahma, the most independent demigod of the universe, accompanied by his followers, came to see the terrible fight for the sake of the earth between the demon and the personality of Godhead, Varahadeva, who appeared in the form of a boar. After arriving at the place of combat, Brahma, the leader of thousands of sages and transcendentalists, saw the demon who had attained such unprecedented power that no one could fight with him. Brahma then addressed Lord Narayana, who was assuming the form of a boar for the first time. Oh, my dear Lord, this demon has proved to be a constant pinprick to the demigods, brahmanas, cows, and innocent persons who are spotless and always dependent upon worshipping your lotus feet. This Haryaksha has become a source of fear by unnecessarily harassing all of these persons. Since Hiranyaksha has attained a boon from me, he has become a demon, always searching for a proper combatant, wandering all over the universe just for this infamous purpose. My dear Lord, there is no need to play with this serpentine demon, who is always very skilled in conjuring tricks, and who is arrogant, self-sufficient, and most wicked. My dear Lord, you are infallible, Achyuta. So please, kill this sinful demon before the demoniac hour arrives, and this Haryaksha presents another formidable approach favorable to him. Yes, you can kill him by your internal potency without doubt. My lord, the darkest evening which covers the world is fast approaching. Since you are the soul of all souls, kindly kill this Hiranyaksha and win victory for the demigods. The auspicious period known as Abhijit, which is most opportune for victory, commenced at midday and has all but passed. Therefore, in the interest of your friends, please dispose of this formidable demon foe quickly. Luckily for us, this demon Haryaksha has come of his own accord to you, his death now ordained by you. Therefore, exhibiting your ways, kill Hiranyaksha in the duel and establish the worlds in peace. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama Shri Madhu Sudana. Gopala Govinda Rama Shri Madhu Sudana. Giridhari Gopinatha Madana Mohana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama Shri Madhusudana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. Giridhari Gopinatha Madana Mohana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama Shri Madhu Sudana. Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. Giridhari Gopinatha Madana Mohana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna
Shri Chaitanya Nityananda Shri Advaita Sita Hari Guru Vaishnava Bhagavata Gita Hari Haraye Namaha Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govindarama Sri Madhusudana Hari Haraye Namaha Hari Haraye Namaha Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Hari Haraye Namaha Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Shri Madhusudana Hari Haraye Namaha Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Hari Haraye Namaha Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Hari Haraye Namaha Hari Haraye Namaha Hari Haraye Namaha Hari Haraye Namaha
Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. Materialistic warmongers are not even afraid to fight with their mightiest enemy, the personality of Godhead. The demon was very encouraged to learn from Varunadeva that there was one fighter who could actually combat him, and Haryaksha was very enthusiastic to search out the Supreme Personality of Godhead just to give him a fight, even though it was predicted by Varuna that by fighting with Vishnu, Haryaksha would become prey for dogs, jackals, and vultures. Since demoniac persons are less intelligent, they dare to fight with Vishnu, who is known as Ajita, or one who has never been conquered. While Lord Boar with his tusks engaged in uplifting the submerged earth from the depths of the waters, this great demon Hiranyaksha met Varahadev, challenging him and calling him a beast. Demons cannot understand the incarnations of Lord Krishna. They think that Krishna's incarnations as a fish or boar or tortoise are big beasts only. The demons misunderstand the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even in his human form, and they deride Krishna's descent. Ahainam ehi agyamahing vimunchatno rasau kasang vishva srijayam arpita na swasti yasyasi anaya mamekshataha suradamasadita suka rakrite. Commenting on this verse, Sridhar Swami states that although the demon wanted to deride the personality of Godhead, who was in the form of a boar, actually, Hiranyaksha worshipped Varahadev in several words. For example, Haryaksha addressed Varaha as Vanagochara, which means one who is a resident of the forest. But another meaning of Vanagochara is one who lies on the water. Lord Vishnu lies on the water, so the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be properly addressed in this way. The demon also addressed Varahadeva as Mriga, indicating unintentionally that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is sought after by great sages, saintly persons, and transcendentalists. Haryaksha also addressed Varaha as Agya. Sridhar Swami says that Gya means knowledge, and there is no knowledge which is unknown to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Indirectly, therefore, the demon said that Vishnu knows everything. The demon addressed Varahadeva as Suradhama. Sura means the demigods, and Adhama means Lord of all there is. Krishna is Lord of all the demigods. Therefore, Krishna is the best of all demigods, or God. When the demon used the phrase, "in my presence," the implied meaning was, in spite of my presence, you are completely able to take away the earth. Na swasti yasyasi. So unless you kindly take this earth from our custody, there can be no good fortune for us demons. The demon used the word abhavaya, which means for killing. Sridhar Swami comments that this killing actually means liberating, or in other words, killing the process of continued birth and death. Lord Krishna kills the process of birth and death and keeps himself invisible. The activities of Krishna's internal potency are inconceivable, but by a slight exhibition of this inconceivable potency, by his grace, Krishna can deliver one from nescience. The word shucha means miseries. The miseries of material existence can be extinguished by Krishna by his potential energy of internal yoga maya. Krishna is invisible to the eyes of the common man, but Krishna's energies act in various ways. When demons are in adversity, they think that God is hiding himself and is working by his mystic potency. Demons think that if they can find God, then they can kill Krishna just by seeing him. Hiranyaksha also thought in that way, and so he challenged Lord Boar. You have done tremendous harm to our community, taking the part of the demigods, and you have killed our kinsmen in so many ways, always keeping yourself hidden. Now I see you face to face, and I am not going to let you go. I shall kill you and save my kinsmen from your mystic misdeeds. The demon Hiranyaksha, upon seeing Varahadeva face to face, wanted to make a permanent solution by killing the personality of Godhead with his powerful mace. The example of an uprooted tree mentioned herein by the demon is very significant. Devotees accept God as the root of everything. The devotee's example is that just as the stomach is the source of energy for all the limbs of the body, therefore God is the original source of all energy manifested in the material and spiritual worlds. Thus, as supplying food to the stomach is the process to satisfy all the limbs of the body, Krishna consciousness, or developing love of Krishna, is the sublime method for satisfying the source of all happiness. The demon wants to uproot this source, because if the root, God, were to be checked, then the activities of the Lord and his devotees would automatically stop. Demons would be very much satisfied by such a situation in society. Demons are always anxious to have a godless society for their sense gratification. According to Sridhar Swami, when the demon would be deprived of his mace by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not only the neophyte devotees, but also the ancient sagacious devotees of the Lord would be very much satisfied. Although Varahadeva felt sorrow from the piercing words of the demon, Lord Bor delivered the earth for the satisfaction of the demigods who are ever his devotees. The conclusion is that God is as sentient as we are. God is satisfied by our prayers and dissatisfied by our harsh words against God. In order to give protection to his devotee, God is always ready to tolerate insulting words from the atheists. When Varahadeva was coming out of the water, taking the earth in his arms to deliver her, the demon derided Lord Bor with insulting words, but Varaha did not care because the Lord was very conscious of his duty. Lord Bor had nothing to fear from anyone, yet Varahadeva was merciful to his enemy by neglecting him. Although apparently Varahadeva fled from the challenge, it was just to protect the earth from calamity that Lord Bor tolerated Hiranyaksha's deriding words. Varahadeva's activities could be appreciated only by the demigods headed by Brahma, and therefore, when they saw the uncommon prowess of Lord Bor in keeping the earth on the surface of the water, the demigods showered flowers on Varahadeva in appreciation of his transcendental activity. Lord Bor could have chastised the demon immediately while the demon was deriding Varaha with ill words. But the Lord tolerated Haryaksha just to please the demigods and to show that they should not be afraid of demons while discharging their duties. Therefore, Varahadeva's toleration was displayed mainly to drive away the fears of the demigods, who should know that the Lord is always present to protect them. The demon's derision of Lord Bor was just like the barking of dogs. The Lord did not care about it, since Varahadeva was doing his own work in delivering the earth from the midst of the water. The demon should have known that God cannot be driven out of any place, for Krishna is Vasudeva and Vishnu, both names indicating that God is all-pervading. A demon may be a great soldier and commander of a large number of infantry, but in the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the demon is powerless and destined to die. Varahadeva therefore challenged the demon not to go away, but to fulfill his promised word to kill Lord Vor. The fight between the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the demon is compared to a fight between bulls for the sake of a cow. The earthly planet is also called Go or Cow, as bulls fight between themselves to ascertain who will have union with a cow. There is always a constant fight between the demons and the Supreme Lord or his representative for supremacy over the earth. Here, Varahadev is significantly described as Yajna of Ayavasya. So one should not consider Krishna to have the body of an ordinary boar, for Krishna can assume any form, and Krishna possesses all such forms eternally. It is from Krishna that all other forms have emanated. This boar form is not to be considered the form of an ordinary hog. Varahadeva's body is actually full of yajna, or worshipful offerings. Yajna, or sacrifice, is offered to Vishnu. Yajna means the body of Vishnu. Vishnu's body is not material. Therefore, Varahadeva should not be taken to be an ordinary boar. Lord Brahma is described in this episode as Swarat, but actually, full independence is exclusive to the Lord himself. But as part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, every living entity has a minute quantity of independence. Each and every one of the living entities within this universe has this minute independence. But Brahma, being the chief of all living entities, has a greater potential of independence than any other. Brahmaji is the representative of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and has been assigned to preside over the universal affairs. All other demigods work for Lord Brahma. Therefore, Brahmaji is described here as Swarat. Brahma is always accompanied by great sages and transcendentalists, all of whom came to see the bullfight between the demon and Varahadeva. No one is unhappy when a serpent is killed. It is a practice among village boys to catch a serpent by the tail and play with it for some time and then kill it. Similarly, Lord Vor could have killed the demon at once, but Varahadev played with Hiranyaksha in the same way as a child plays with a snake before killing it. Lord Brahma requested, however, that since the demon was more wicked and undesirable than a serpent, there was no need to play with this Haryaksha. So it was Brahmaji's wish that Hiranyaksha be killed at once by the Lord without delay. Recorded May 17, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.